So this is encouragement talk, so I encourage you to meditate. Now, meditation is a good thing. It sort of shows you a little bit about who you, who you might be, who you might want to be. And it sort of is a journey where you really don't know, even if you want to be something or you think you are someone, you know, it's kind of a journey that you really don't have any idea where you're going to end up. You know, there's some, I think, basic things about, you know, meditating. You want to encourage yourself to do it regularly and to stay with it. You know, I think the hardest thing about meditating is beginning, getting started, putting, you know, moving from, gee, this is something that, you know, I want to do, to actually doing it. So, you know, how do we do it? I mean, there's not really a really great how-to manual, you know, with regard to meditation. You know, we want to meditate because of all the benefits that it, you know, that it has. You know, it's surprising, actually, probably, that more people don't engage in this form of quiet meditation. I was talking with someone last night who, when I mentioned that we have the Sendo and mentioned meditation, there was an interest in that. But really, what is it? What do you do? And I try to describe it because people can relate, like yoga. It's like one position yoga. And the yoga that you're doing is sort of with your, in this practice anyway, it's like with your breath. So the breath is what is, that's the road that we're traveling, is our breath. First period, I'm sitting and my mind is thinking about all the different things, the talk and so forth. And whenever I have a thought about what I might say, it's like that's the last thing I want to say. Because I think with the practice, it's a sense of sort of being, you want to let your thoughts go. So you're sitting and over and over and over again, you're slowing down. And you're letting your thoughts go. And your mind is racing and you're letting your thoughts go. Your body has a consciousness. And the best way for that consciousness to express itself is by paying attention to it. There's different words that are used. One that came to mind is Dharma rain. So when you pay attention to your consciousness, that attention that you're paying is like rain on the earth. And it has the effect of developing a very, very beautiful conscious awareness. Now, it's very hard to continually do that because everything in our lives pulls us away from it. So you have to make the effort. Just, why are you here? This is an effort. You have to get up on a Sunday, give up your time reading the newspaper, hanging out, doing nothing, having breakfast. It's like, oh man, this is an obligation. I got to be here. But you've got to make that effort. If you don't make that effort, that's the first thing. Encouragement is to encourage you to make the effort. And the reason that you want to make the effort is because of all the benefits that making the effort will bring. Because you're not going to get in touch and you're not going to develop this consciousness that's within you unless you make the effort. And then when you make the effort is just sitting still, being slow, letting your thoughts go and coming back. Because you want to make the effort to concentrate. You want to make the effort to concentrate. Because without concentration and without discipline, then you're not going to be able to practice. But bear in mind that the practice is actually fun. Even though you talk in terms of these discipline, effort, and focus, and all these things, the reason you do it is because there's a lot of joy in it. So it's hard to imagine that there's a lot of joy in it when you first begin because it's so difficult and because you want to pull away from it. So you have to encourage yourself to give it time and to let it ripen. And if you do that, if you spend time with yourself on the cushion, then your practice will deepen and your practice will ripen. And it's a very simple thing. You just stay with your breathing and you keep your focus on your inside. Why is that so hard to do? Why is it so difficult to do that? Where are you going? I always enjoy when I'm riding in a car and somebody like runs past and we both get to the light at the same time. And it's like, man, like you were going so fast, but you're just at the light at the same time that I am. So what did that do for you? It's like, where are we going? Like, why are we moving so fast? Why do we have to do so much? That's sort of, to me anyway, what being in the moment is. But how do we get there? How do we bring ourselves? It's about letting go. And it's about letting the consciousness that's in you enter you and really embodying that, letting that consciousness embody you, embody your body. But again, it does take effort. I don't know why it takes effort. You know, Dogen didn't know why it took effort. I mean, that was the question. Why does this thing take effort? Why do I have to work at this? I don't know. Yes, you do. But if you do, there really, really are a lot of rewards. Now, what I would also encourage is don't leave this practice on your cushion. You know, there are many, many opportunities during the day to engage in this practice. Recognize in your day everything that you're thinking is just an idea. Everything, your reality is just the reality that you're creating. And you can let it go. Just let it go. It's just your concept. It's just what you're thinking there. And when you do that, you open up yourself to what's going on around you. That means being of service. Some woman with a baby carriage is walking and there's a door and you open it. Because you're present, because you're not thinking about all the shit going on in your head. You're being present. So being present in a lot of ways is about service. And service is a great way to tie into your consciousness. Because you're just forgetting about who you are. And you're forgetting about your own story. And those are just some of the things that naturally arise. Bear in mind, most talks, I know this sounds like a serious talk, most talking about Zen is actually pretty funny because you can't really talk about it. So you're talking about something that you can't really talk about. So that's pretty funny. Because they say, well, why am I talking about it if I can't really talk about it? You know, and why am I thinking about talking about it if I can't really talk about it? But we have to talk about it because that's just one of the ways that we communicate. And so we share and we service. So we're not really talking about anything. We're just being present to each other and sharing with each other in a loving way. And that's really the only thing that matters. It doesn't really matter what we say. I mean, theoretically, I could just sit up here and just, you know, say gobbledygook. But if I was saying the gobbledygook in a way, in a loving way, then that comes across. But if I'm saying it in a not loving way, well, that comes across too. But it's not really about what we're talking about. It's your work. It's all your work. And it's not easy, but it's good to do it together. So it's always great to sit with everybody and to have a place to sit. Thank you very much.